Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening. Hey, or should I say late night? Hey, it's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on this Monday night, Valentine's night, and I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And tonight's show, we're dealing with landmines and MLM, multi-level marketing, by Mark Yarnell. And the purpose of tonight's show is basically for all of those out there who are involved in multi-level marketing or relationship marketing, network marketing, has many names. But it's, you know, it's a great industry. But you need proper training. And tonight we're going to do is we're going to share an audio clip with Mark Yarnell as he does training on what he calls landmines in network marketing. Mark is an accomplished author, orator, and international business leader. With 21 years of applied network marketing experience, he has built a successful international organization of distributors with more than 300,000 market representatives in 21 countries. So, I mean, he definitely is a person that you want to you're gonna get some training from. Mark has delivered presentations and speeches throughout North America, Europe, and Asia, and has often published several bestsellers, including one that a lot of people usually get when they get in network marketing, Your First Year in Network Marketing, Self-Wealth, and Your Best Year in Network Marketing. As a respected associate of the network marketing industry, Mark was the first and only person from networking to serve as a contributing editor to Success Magazine. Him and Dr. Charles King of Harvard University created the first certification course in network marketing taught at the University of Illinois, Chicago, and also in Seoul, Korea, since 1993. Mark has been honored and recognized internationally with numerous awards in the industry, including the American Dream Award, Leadership Award, Distributor of the Year Award, and was named the greatest networker in the world by Upline Magazine. Mark has been inducted into the Network Marketing Hall of Fame and has founded and supported a variety of charitable organizations. He founded both the Eagles, a literary organization for penitentiary inmates, and the School of Sobriety, the only free treatment program in Nevada for alcoholics and addicts. His charitable work earned him the Nevada Philanthropist of the Year Award from Washington Times. Mark and his wife Valerie live in British Columbia. So again, you can see this man has a tremendous background, is a tremendous trainer, and one of the things that we do is we work to teach people how to apply the principles that Mark shares with folks. And so if you're a veteran networker or if you're a novice, you know, and you need help with applying these principles, you know, you can contact us or you come to our homepage here on Homebase Business 101. We have our contact information on there. You can email us or get in touch with us or go to our website. And for those of you that are looking for, a business opportunity, well, when we finish going through the training that Mark is going to share with us tonight, I'll share with you one of the hottest business opportunities that's taking place in this country today. Not only in this country, but in the world. Hey, so sit back, get your pencils and your pens out, and your papers, and take copious notes, because this is going to be a real, real treat for you. And for those of you that, you know, are listening live, and some of you might be listening, you know, might catch this in the archive. I know it's late at night, but wanted to do it late at night so, you know, a lot of people, as they relax for the evening and before they go to bed, this is something really good to listen to, and it would definitely help you with building your business, because network marketing is one of the greatest industries in the world when you learn how to do it right. And so you're going to hear from a master tonight, Mr. Mark Yarnell. And with no further ado, I'm going to bring up the audio clip of Mark Yarnell where he trains on how to avoid landmines in MLM. So sit back, get your pens and papers out. Hey, take notes.
We'll go ahead and get started. My name is Mark Yarnell, along with Valerie Bates, Tony Regalbuto, AJ Regalbuto in New York, and we own Holy Grail Network Marketing. We're absolutely delighted that you're with us tonight. We had people calling in from all 50 states, it sounded to me like, and all over Canada, and even some fine folks from down in the southern North American area known as Mexico with a translator on. So that's kind of an exciting thing for us. We love to have you on these calls, and I know I'm singing to the choir because all of you are members of our Holy Grail family, and so that frees me up to say some things that I normally wouldn't say if I were speaking to just a company or a group of people, because I know that we all kind of share the same philosophy, and that is that network marketing is the greatest bastion of free enterprise left on planet Earth. I certainly believe that. And we're just delighted every time we release a new book and 3-CD series, one of our volumes, to kind of give our members and the people that are part of our newsletter and part of the Holy Grail family kind of an entree into the new volume every time we release one. And this is volume 4. You know, it was wonderful last year. We had a lot of you get heavily involved in Holy Grail. We've had some tremendous, tremendous testimonials, and so we know that it's working for a lot of you. And as promised, you know, to those of you who've joined the Holy Grail team, we always want to make sure that you're on the cutting edge of anything that we're releasing. That's why I like to do these calls, as I said, each time we release a new volume. Volume 4 is a lot of fun. Because it's both provocative and truthful, and it's probably the only place in the network marketing industry where you're going to actually find out these truths. I think a lot of it has to do with the fear that a lot of leaders have that if they really told you the truth about some of the landmines in this industry, a lot of people would be afraid and maybe not even try to participate. That's not our philosophy. You know, our philosophy at the Holy Grail is you ought to have all the facts. Let me begin by giving you kind of a little metaphor for how this business works, and then it'll kind of lead into Volume 4's intro that I want to share with you tonight with some information that I think will help you immediately. Volume 4 is really calculated to present to you and help you avoid or diffuse the primary landmines in this industry. I want you to imagine for a moment a metaphor, kind of a little analogy, if you will. Pretend that all of us are on a bus. Let's say that, for the sake of discussion, instead of 400 people who have maxed out these lines, let's say there are just 20 of us, and we get on a bus and we're taken to the edge of a field. And the field is, let's just pretend it's ankle-high wheat, beautiful green wheat blowing in the wind, but it's only about, you know, 4 or 5 inches tall. And we notice it's a square-mile field of beautiful green, windy wheat. And we get off the bus, and our leader, who has been guiding us on this tour, says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have some really good news for you. As you can see, this is a big field, and it's a wonderful field, and it's a pretty field. And I want to give each of you a pair of binoculars because I think you're going to really be delighted at what you see on the other side of the field." And let's say that we each get a set of binoculars and we glance across this mild field and we notice in the distance a whole bunch of people that are waving signs that say, "We made it across the field and you can too. Don't be afraid, because when you get over to this side, you are going to be wealthy." And we notice at the bottom of the and let's say there are 20 people over there, and we notice there's a parking lot beside these people where there are a bunch of Ferraris and Alfa Romeos and Mercedes parked, and we realize that these nice fancy cars belong to the people who are holding the signs that say, "Come join us, you can do it too, cross the field." And at the bottom of each person is a proverbial pot of gold or a bag of gold with your name on it. Every one of our names of the 20 of us appears on one bag of gold, and every one of those bags is $28 million. And our leader, our guide, then says to us, "Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, this is a big, beautiful field. It's a mile across. You can start any time, and when you get to the other side where all those other people have preceded you, you see there is a pot of gold with your name on, a little bag of gold. Every one of you is going to make $28 million by crossing the field. You can go as slow or as fast as you want. okay, folks, it's up to you. Head out across the field. And so the bravest among the most excited among us and bravest takes off running, and another person starts running. I mean, we can't believe our good luck. And then all of a sudden, those of us who haven't quite started to run yet hear two explosions, and we see, much to our horror, body parts flying up in the air. We see an arm and maybe a foot, and then all of a sudden the guide says, "Oh, there's one thing I neglected to tell you. This field is full of landmines, and I should have told you that going in." Oh, I'm sure, sorry, some of those people have already been blown up a little bit. But he says, "You know, I got to be honest with you. The good news is none of you are going to die. You're going to probably step on mines, but none of you are going to die. And the people that make it to the other side, if you look through your binoculars again, you know, some of them don't have ears. Some of them are missing an eye. Some of them are missing an arm. Some of them become amputees. But they tell me their $28 million was worth it. So head out." We're all going to scratch our heads. Some of us are going to get back on the bus immediately. Others are the smart ones might decide, you know, start weighing the odds and thinking, "Well, I want to cross this field, and I may not. I don't see any pathways that these other people have followed. I don't think I can necessarily follow in their footsteps. But maybe if we find somebody who can teach us how to recognize and walk around those landmines, we won't get blown up." And the smart ones might still cross the field, but I can guarantee you we would try to learn how to recognize and either circumnavigate or diffuse those mines. What I have just described for you is the field of network marketing. It is literally on the other side. There is a big pile of gold, and a lot of people have made it. But the truth is there are a ton of landmines, and the whole purpose of Volume 4 of Holy Grail is to teach you what those mines are, what they look like, how to either avoid them or diffuse them so you don't blow up your self-esteem on the way to radical wealth. And friends, let me tell you something. I have seen a tremendous number of men and women who should have made big piles of money who were blown up on the way in the middle of this field, this marvelous field of networking, because nobody bothered to tell them the truth, and when they stepped on those mines, they could have easily avoided them. Now, I realize the rationale behind hiding the mines from the majority of people in the field. I've had leaders tell me, "Yarnell, you can't afford to tell new distributors the truth about the difficulties inherent in this industry, about the mines in this field, because if everybody knew how tough it really was, they would never join in the first place, or they would quit immediately." And my response has always been, I don't think that's ethical. I think the truth is we should inform people from the get-go as to what the landmines in the field of network marketing are all about and how they can avoid them. Yes, there are lots of pitfalls, there are lots of bombs, there are lots of mines. The purpose of the Holy Grail, and I think what separates the Holy Grail from every other training format that's ever come out in the history of this industry, is we're not going to hide the facts in order to make it sound more exciting than it really is, more palatable, more easy. The truth is, it's the greatest field in capitalism, but there are landmines, and that's the purpose of Volume 4 of Holy Grail. It's to give everybody a true perspective, because here's what we believe. We believe if you know exactly what those mines look like and where they're buried and when you walk up on them, how to avoid them or defuse them, you will not have your self-esteem blown up. You'll not be kicked out of the field by landmines that could have easily been avoided. What I thought I'd do tonight, obviously time doesn't permit me to go through all 20. When you get Volume 4 of Holy Grail, you will go through every single landmine. You'll be able to, all you got to do is get your people to buy Volume 4, and much like the first three volumes, there's a new addition to their training format. They're going to know how to cross this field, and they're going to understand that they may not be able to follow the same path as other people who've made it to the other side, but they also don't need to get blown up like many of the people who were gutsy enough to go across this. I got blown up, and I thought it'd be fun tonight, time permitting, to take you through the bombs that I personally stepped on, because I recognize those better than anybody. I stepped on them. Now, I was broke. I was hungry, I had a tremendous work ethic, and I really didn't care that I was getting blown up along the way. But I saw an awful lot of people who could have made a lot more money than Mark Yarnell who just didn't have my tenacity, and they got blown up by stepping on these mines, and they quit the business. So I want you to know up front, the reason I can talk about these particular landmines in the field of network marketing is because I stepped on each and every one of them, and I'm going to give you some specific examples of how to avoid them. Bomb number one that Mark Yarnell stepped on in the very first month of my career in April of 86 in network marketing was the friends and family warm market bomb. Listen to me carefully. The first bomb I ever stepped on, and you will face in this business, and your new people need to understand they will face it, and I'm probably the only one going to tell you the truth about this one because everybody else wants you to sign up your friends and family. Friends, number one bomb is the family and friends warm market bomb. Here's why. A market is a group of people for you to exploit. Look it up in the dictionary. A market, if you sell laser printers for Xerox, your market is people who need laser printers. They're people you can exploit to purchase, and I don't mean exploit in the negative sense. They're people you can sell a $3 million laser printer to. If you work for Xerox and a company doesn't need a laser printer, you're not going to call on them. That's a market. It's a group of people that can be exploited by selling them something that you've got. Your friends and family are not a market to be exploited. Now, for some reason, and I don't know why this is, but for some reason, people seem to abandon all common sense when they enter network marketing. I used to tell friends, I'd say, you know, there must be this big arch, like one of the golden arches at McDonald's, over every company that says, abandon all common sense, ye who enter here. Folks, listen to me carefully. Your friends and family, you can count on two hands. If you're real lucky, you can count them on two hands and two feet. But your friends and family are not a market to exploit. They're your friends and family. Let me tell you something. I started out because my upline, everybody in my upline said, go after your friends and family. That's your warm market. My dad said no. In fact, my dad told me I was an idiot for doing a pyramid scheme. My sister said no. My four best friends said no. In fact, they used an expletive before the word no. My grandmother said no. My three uncles said no. Now, I didn't decide after that point, after I got blown up by the warm market bomb, that MLM was a scam and quit. I just figured out that friends and family were a stupid market to begin with. Now, let me put it in perspective for you. You know, when I say that people abandon common sense when they get into network marketing, let's forget about network marketing for a minute. Let's pretend that you bought a hot dog stand. You're a vendor. You find out that people can make $10,000 a month selling hot dogs, and you can get a hot dog stand for cheap. What if you bought a hot dog vendor stand? And what if you could help your friends by selling them gourmet hot dogs? You could feed them great hot dogs. And what if you could help them start their own stands? Can you imagine the stupidity of a three-way call? Imagine if I called my grandmother, or better yet, my Uncle Jimmy, and I said, Uncle Jimmy, it's Mark. Guess what? I have bought a hot dog stand, and I want to know, when are you going to be home, Dad? I'd like to bring you a gourmet hot dog. And then Uncle Jimmy says, well, Mark, you know, I just ate, and I really don't like hot dogs anyway. I say, look, Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy, listen to me carefully. Not only do I want to sell you hot dogs every day, starting today, but I can set you up with your own stand, and you can make $10,000 a month. And Uncle Jimmy says, well, you know, Mark, I love you. You're my nephew. But, A, I don't want a hot dog right now, and, B, I sure don't want to open up a hot dog stand. I say, Jimmy, wait a minute. Before you say no, I want you to meet the man who sold me my hot dog stand. He's on the other line. Herbert, would you tell Uncle Jimmy why he needs a hot dog stand? That is a Hulk Hogan SmackDown three-way call on your uncle who may or may not want a hot dog, may or may not want a juice drink, may or may not want a magnet that cures his joint pain, may or may not want a free vacation or inexpensive travel. The point is, your friends. And now, here's what you need to understand. After I stepped on that bomb, I didn't quit. I just realized that was a stupid market. Don't step on the friends and family bomb, because they're all going to get involved later anyway. Remember, my dad told me I was a blithering idiot in a stupid pyramid scheme selling Aunt Maud's elixir to a bunch of fools when I first got into this business. But when I got to $30,000 a month, my dad called me his son, the genius. My dad signed up on my front line. My sister signed up. Two of my three uncles signed up. All my buddies signed up. They couldn't get me to Springfield, Missouri quick enough to do a meeting for them. But when I first stepped on the friends and family bomb, they all told me I was an idiot. So please, don't use your people you love most as your warm market. Your warm market is the people who will warm up to you when they find out that you two have something in common. One of the things that most of you learned in Volume 2 of Holy Grail is how to build a data-specific list. Some of you learned that you could come up with names of 25 or 30,000 people, even if your only hobby was building used Mustangs or climbing mountains or bowling. One of the things we really try to teach people is you have a 30 to 50,000 person warm market, and here are the 26 rejection-free strategies you can use. Don't go after friends and family until you get your first check. Once you get your big checks, your friends and family will join your front line like rats going off a sinking ship. But when you first call them, they're not interested. Don't get depressed. Don't blow yourself up in the business. The first bomb everybody steps on, because their uplines do not tell them the truth usually, mine didn't, is the friends and family warm market bomb. Let's get something straight, folks. If we're the only ones that tell you this, I don't really care. It's the truth. Your friends and family are not a market to be exploited, and even if they were, you'd run out of them in 2 days, because most people don't have more than 8 to 10 friends and family that they can call on. So don't step on that bomb. I did. That was the first bomb I stepped on. And what I learned was my warm market was not friends and family, but my friends and family couldn't get involved quick enough when Mark Yarnell started making money. The second bomb I stepped on, and this is an important one, because you hear, you're going to be taught just the opposite of this, of what the Holy Grail is going to teach you. The second bomb I stepped on was the duplication bomb. The key is duplication. Yarnell, you got to learn. The key to network marketing is duplication. You got to duplicate. You got to duplicate. Bull. I felt stupid doing everything my upline told me to do. I couldn't duplicate the way he did the business. I just couldn't do it. And you know what? Another interesting thing happened to me. When I got to the big money in my company, there wasn't anybody in my downline who duplicated Mark Yarnell. They all figured out ways to do it themselves. The reason is everybody has a different way to do the business. It's not about duplication. It's about learning what will work best for a person based on his or her personality style, based on their educational background, what feels comfortable. If you give people something that feels uncomfortable to them, it'll blow them right out of the business. That's the second bomb, the duplication bomb. Now, I learned this from Big Al. Most of you have heard of Tom Schreider. I learned it at a seminar when we were at a master's thing, and I'm sitting up front as part of a panel. You know, all of a sudden I'm this expert because I'm making all this money and writing for Success Magazine. So Tom Schreider and Richard Brook and Sandy Ellsberg, and there were about five of us, are sitting up front of a group of 400 people, and we're on a panel, and all the people in the audience are asking us questions. And the question of duplication came up, and of course I began to wax eloquent on duplication because I didn't know any better. Then Tom Schreider said something I'll never forget. He said, well, I disagree with Yarnell. I don't think the key is duplication. He said, it'd be like if I went to the doctor's office and I just got in a new MLM deal, and I went in and I had my physical and did the blood work, and then I came back out, and I accidentally bumped into a Mercedes parked behind me, and the guy came out and he got mad at me, and we exchanged insurance cards, and one thing led to another, and I paid for his new bumper. And a couple of months later, I found out he had been outsourced away from his accounting firm, and I signed him up on my front line, and he ended up making me $20,000 a month. Now, what am I going to do? Teach people to duplicate that, go around look for Mercedes to bump into? Duplication's a myth. He said, Yarnell hadn't been in this business long enough to understand. No, I was indignant. But you know what? Tom Schreiber was right. Duplication doesn't work. Duplication is a bomb you can step on. The biggest advantage you've got with Holy Grail is instead of Mark Yarnell giving you the gospel according to Mark and shoving a bunch of intellectual junk food down your throat, I'm telling you the truth. Here are the first four volumes of a 16-volume collection called Holy Grail, and guess what? These ideas came from some of the best men and women minds in the history of our industry. This isn't Mark Yarnell talking. This is the interviews Mark Yarnell did with people that earned a lot more than him. So forget about duplicating Mark Yarnell. What you want to do is get your people to get into the Holy Grail so they've got this buffet of choices, because the duplication bomb does blow a lot of people up. Friends, there are some people that just will not duplicate their upline because their personalities are different and they don't want to. That's why they need a buffet of choices. The third bomb I stepped on after the duplication bomb was the whale bomb. The whale bomb will absolutely destroy more people than most of them because, you know, I snagged a legend from Herbalife. Remember Herbalife? Great company. And I had a guy that quit Herbalife, mad, went through divorce, lost his downline, stayed out of the business 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden I had a whale on my hands. He contacted me, Yarnell. I read one of your articles. I'm a big player. I was in Herbalife. I got to $60,000 a month. Trust me, I can make you rich. All I want you to do is work with me. The whale bomb cost me a year and thousands of dollars that I wasted on a guy who never built the business a second time. Most people can't. Let me tell you what. A whale is a person who gets into the business and works hard for 6 months to a year and makes you a whole lot of money. A whale is not somebody who's done it before and tries to convince you that they've got these special characteristics and traits that they're going to make you rich. No, friends, forget the whale bomb. When somebody tries to tell you they're going to make you rich, just say, I think that's wonderful, now go out and do it. When they ask you for money or help, or they ask you to focus all your energy on them because they're such a brilliant legend, forget it. You want to spend your time with people who lead by example and demonstrate what's possible. The fourth bomb I stepped on after the whale bomb came the banker bomb, because I started making a lot of money, and all of a sudden they came out of the woodwork to have me finance and fund their kids. Let me tell you a little secret. When people ask you to loan them money to do the business, here's what I want you to say to them. No, you know, Nancy, I can't do that. I made a deal with my banker, and the deal is I won't loan money if he won't do MLM, and just kind of laugh it off. Friends, do not become a banker. Your objective is not to fund people into purchasing kits, give them money, pay them a salary, all that. I have never yet seen one person come into my organization. Now, I stepped on this bomb. Over the years, I gave away $17,000 worth of kits. I even bought one guy a suit of clothing who swore he lost it on the plane going to do a presentation. The banker bomb is a mistake. If people can't figure out how to creatively put together enough money to buy a kit, they can't do this business. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're not a banker. Don't step on the banker bomb. Just say to people, well, I'll tell you what, when you get the money together, call me back and we'll work together. But don't get forced into a position like I did where you're purchasing kits and you're funding distributors for the purpose of getting them involved. That's the banker bomb. That was the fourth one I stepped on. The fifth bomb I stepped on, and this is a real dangerous one, is what I call the outsider edification bomb. Friends, listen to me carefully. The outsider edification bomb means, as an upline leader for your organization, somebody from the outside comes in, signs up, and asks you to edify them and make them a real big power player in your group before they've earned the right to be edified. And then here's what they do. They steal your people and they go to another deal. Worse, I promoted a book. Here's how I stepped on the outside edification bomb. I had a guy who wrote a book that I thought was absolutely fabulous. And I called this man and I said, I have never edified an outside author, but your book is absolutely marvelous and I'd like to promote it in my organization. The problem is you're selling the book through your organization, which means if my people call and order it, you're going to have their names. I want your assurance that you won't betray my confidence. Well, he said, I don't do MLM. I'm not in another deal. I'm just a writer, and I would never do that to you. So I edified him. I told everybody in my downline, buy this person's book. And you know what happened? He signed up in another deal, and he tried to steal all my best people. And when I called him, he just said, hey, Yarnell, business is business. Here's the trick. If somebody has a long-term reputation of being an ethical leader in the industry and they train your people and their whole reputation depends on ethics and morality and leadership principles, you can't make it to the top of this industry and remain a leader if you're a slime ball. It happens really quick. It's a very incestuous world where everybody finds out who's ethical and everybody finds out who isn't. Don't edify outside people just because they sign up when they first sign up. Let them earn the right to be respected by people in your downline, and you're less likely to succumb to the outside edification bomb. The only people that should be edified and promoted in your organization are people that have been in the business for years and years and years and are respected worldwide, or people that sign up in your downline, go to work, and spend a year or two making you a lot of money. That was bomb five, and I stepped on it, the outsider edification bomb. I promoted a person that I just couldn't trust. He never did anything, but he sure tried to steal my people. The sixth bomb I step on was the poser bomb. I call it the poser bomb because you young people, my daughter, I've got a young daughter who says, Dad, the new word's poser. It's not imposter. The new word's poser. So I switched from the imposter bomb to the poser bomb for the purposes of Volume 4 of Holy Grail. Here's why. 50% of all people are not, that you sign up, and you just need to know this going in. 50% of all people in North America and all over the world are just not cognitively hardwired to do MLM. 50%, if you talk to 10 people, if you sign up 10 people, 5 of those 10 do not have the neurological hardwired capacity to be successful entrepreneurs. So the question is, how do we find out before we waste months and months with a person that they're a poser? How do we determine? I mean, the truth of the matter, people ask me all the time, Yarnell, how am I going to know if somebody is really a legitimate networker? How do I know who to work with? If I sign up 10 people, you're telling me half of them will fail. Well, because they're not hardwired for this industry. How can you help me figure out early on how to determine that so I don't waste my time with the 5 losers when I could be working on the winners? You know what? The truth is, you usually don't know for 6 months until a person starts making money and is going to make you money and stays with the company. But there's a great new sifting tool that'll help you get through posers. And I know I'm singing to the choir, but I want you to think of the Holy Grail in a totally new way. Think of the Holy Grail as the perfect sifting tool. And here's what I mean. When I signed up in network marketing, I was getting my car repoed. I was getting my home foreclosed. Everybody knows my story. I'm very transparent. It's been told in magazine after magazine, book after book. Everybody knows the truth. I really was 3 months behind in my car payment. I was broke. But you know what? When I saw that business opportunity and I knew the upside potential, I called my closest friend in church, Doug Dewey, still a good friend of mine, spent some time with me this summer, a real estate developer from Austin, Texas. I called Doug Dewey. I said, Doug, I need to borrow $5,000 because I really believe if I can pay my car payments up on time and ahead a little bit, and I can pay my house payment, and I can get my bills paid for the next 90 days, I think I can be rich. In other words, Mark Yarnell, even though he was getting his car repoed, was willing in April of 86 to borrow $5,000 to launch his career. I was willing to make that sacrifice, and yet $5,000 back then was like $10,000 today. Now, here's why the Holy Grail is such a wonderful sifting tool for you. All you've got to do is say to a person, would you be willing to invest $1.72? In other words, half the price of a medium Starbucks caramel frappuccino a day for 1 year to buy 4 volumes of material to learn how the top people got to 300,000 to 3 million. In other words, would you make the sacrifice of $1.78 a day for the next year to learn how to make 300,000 a month? And listen to me carefully, folks. If people say to you, no, they won't invest $500 in a year and buy all four volumes, you're dealing with a person who probably is unwilling to make the risk and sacrifice and effort necessary to rise to their full potential. Because here's what I learned from the big money people, and my upline taught me to use this system. He said, Yarnell, if you want to really pin people down, right after you sign them up, just say, would you have any problem investing $500 in a coach plane ticket and coming here and spending a three-day weekend with me so I can teach you how I got to this money? If they say no, if they're unwilling, at the time, by the way, when I used to ask people this, I was making $100,000 a month. And it's like Richard Call told me, he said, Yarnell, if people are unwilling to spend $500 to get 3 days of your time and learn how to make $100,000 a month, they're posers. They're not going to do the business. They're imposters. Don't waste your time with them. So I want you to think of our Holy Grail strategy as the perfect system for you to sift through those who are cognitively hardwired to be successful and sort out the ones who aren't. Friends, listen to me carefully. For the first time in the history of this industry, your people have access for half a frappuccino a day to the best minds in the history of this industry. They have an ability to learn a buffet of choices based on what got men and women for the last 50 years to $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $1 million a month. If they can't spend that, they're not going to do the business because it takes effort, sacrifice, and risk. So that's the way that you sort through this bomb six, the poser bomb. If you sign up 10 people, five of them can't do the business, and the five that can't will refuse to invest even $1.78 a day because in their heart of hearts, they know they can't do the business. Don't step on the poser bomb like I did. I wasted a lot of time with people until Richard Call taught me to ask them that $500 question. People who are unwilling to make that sacrifice can't do the business. The bomb seven I stepped on is the celebrity bomb. Friends, eventually, if you stay in this business, you're going to bump into the celebrity bomb. I want you to walk around it and avoid it. It's tempting to bend down and part the grass and try to defuse the celebrity bomb because we're all stargazers and we can be awestruck. But the truth is, I moved to Aspen and I signed up a star, and I loved it because whenever I walked around any place in Denver, you know, we'd go to Denver, everybody recognized him, especially the women. Everybody wanted autographs. I signed up a celebrity. I moved to Aspen. I got a celebrity. Never recruited but one person, and that person quit. I went to Nashville, and I got a star. Folks, listen carefully. Just because you can win a Super Bowl or sing a Grammy song or win an Academy Award doesn't mean you can build a network. Don't ever be starstruck by a celebrity. I know I've recruited three of them. None of the three ever did anything. If Elvis Presley came down right now and landed in my backyard in a UFO with a sign that said, Yarnell, please let me be on your front line. Well, first of all, I'm not doing MLM, so I couldn't recruit him. But if I was still in an MLM company, I would not recruit Elvis Presley to my front line. He may be able to swivel his hips, and his music may be wonderful, but just because he can sing Hound Dog doesn't mean he can recruit one person. And the problem is, a lot of people may sign up under Elvis just to be on his front line, but they're not going to do squat because they signed up for all the wrong reasons. Don't step on the celebrity bomb. If you get a chance to recruit somebody with a big name, make sure you hold them to the same standards as any other person. Just because you can throw a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl doesn't mean you can be a great network marketer. Now, I've seen exceptions to that. I had Danny White in Nu Skin with me, and Danny White was quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, and he won the Super Bowl. But I'm going to tell you how Danny White made it in the business. He made it because he had one of the most unbelievable work ethics I've ever seen in my life. That man absolutely was not at all enamored with himself. He was extremely humble. He had particular goals in his mind, and he went for them. But of all the celebrities I saw and I personally brought in, Danny White wasn't in my organization. I saw him excel. But it wasn't because he was a quarterback who won the Super Bowl. It was because Danny White has a work ethic of an absolute giant, but he was really an exception to the rule in my world. So don't step on the celebrity bomb. Make people prove themselves, even if they've won a Grammy. The eighth bomb I stepped on was the owner bomb. The owner bomb. Let me warn you about this one, folks, and I'm winding down here, but you got to understand the owner bomb. You will reach a point in your career where you'll become so cotton pick and wealthy that you'll decide your name belongs on a sign. There will be people that will come to you and they'll say, you know what, you're really making some good money. I think you should own your own company because you're brilliant. Just because you can do network marketing doesn't mean you can run operations or own a company. Stay in the networking business. Forget the liability of owning your own company. Now, I had one of my frontline people quit when he was making $100,000 a month because he stepped on the owner bomb. Somebody came along and promised him an ego position as part owner and president of a major company that was just launching. And I said to this person, you're crazy. You're making $1.2 million, $1.3 million a year. Enjoy your money. Keep supporting your people. You don't. And he said, no. I get to be an owner of my own deal. I said, well, what if it doesn't work? He said, oh, it will. I'm brilliant. A year later, the company was out of business, and he was fighting to get his downline back. Why? He wasn't an owner. He was a networker. Don't fall victim to the ego trap of the owner bomb. Just because you can build a large network doesn't mean you're competent enough to run your own company. Stay where you are and be a good networker. The owner bomb kills an awful lot of people because, remember, only one out of every 35 upstarts makes it. Bomb number nine, and then I'll end with this one, is the technology bomb. You know what technology allows you? Now, I get a bum rap. The technology bomb, I stepped on it, but I want to be real straight with you about something. A lot of people say, Yarnell, you're a dinosaur. You're always bad-mouthing cell phones and the Internet. No, folks, wait a minute. I have never said that there's anything wrong with technology. I own a flight simulator that allows me to fly an F-18 jet off of the runway here in Cologne. It's actually a seat with a BenQ screen. I can fly any airplane, any place in the world, anytime I want. I've got an unbelievable Yamaha drum set, compliment of my family. They know I love the drums, so they bought me this Yamaha electric set with 450 different drum capacities and an unbelievable amplifier. I have a Roland synth on my guitar so I can play the Eagles being sung by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We have a wonderful Bose surround system and entertainment system up in our room. We've got, my wife has the most expensive cell phone you can buy, the best Apple computer for publishing, the biggest, most expensive one, and the best PC. I believe in technology. But one thing I've learned about technology is it allows you to do easily half as much, twice as fast. Now, all I'm saying is the technology bomb will blow you up if you don't learn how to turn off the bells and whistles and vibrators 2 hours a day. Network marketing is about talking to other human beings about opportunities and products and services. It's not about answering cell phones, sending emails, building your back office drip, drip, drip system, answering vibrators, watching Dr. Phil. I mean, you know, you can play with your technology all you want. I just played with my drum set for an hour earlier tonight. But listen to me carefully. I'm not going to put you on a call with me and turn a cell phone on so I can interrupt our dialogue. That's just common sense idiocy. You just can't do it. Turn off your technology 2 hours a day and see how many other human beings you can talk to about your business opportunity and your product or service. Otherwise, you'll step on the technology bomb, and you'll find out why all these treatment centers are exploding and growing all over America. Did you know that the fastest growing treatment centers in America are to deal with Internet addictions because people cannot figure out how to escape them? What I say is just turn the stuff off a couple hours a day and do the network marketing business. You know, you can spend the other 22 hours with technology, but you ought to spend 2 hours a day honestly talking to other human beings and building relationships of a meat level rather than a cyber level. So those are just, you know, those are nine of the bombs that Mark Yarnell stepped on, so I can talk about those with authority. Actually, four of the bombs I just mentioned aren't even involved. They aren't as significant as the 20 bombs we cover in Volume 4. I would highly encourage you to get your people aware of Volume 4, make sure that they know the truth going in, because if they're prepared for this field and they understand that the landmines are there, they might be a little bit frightened at the prospects of this many potential disasters, but the truth is they're not going to get blown up once they learn what the mines look like and how to defuse them or how to circumnavigate them. Now, if the noise level permits me to do so, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the line for a few minutes, and I'm going to hope and pray that you know how to star six. If you haven't star six and there's too much noise, I can't very well answer questions. If you have a question to ask, hit star six again, and that'll bring you on the line. But once I open it up, there are hundreds of people on here, and it could get real noisy. So if you didn't star six earlier to knock out the background noise, please do so now. If you have a specific question, I'm going to open it up, and to the best of my ability, I'm going to take questions. If for any reason it is too noisy or there's just way too much static, we'll have to, it's easier to do questions and answers when there are only 50 or 100 people. We've got several hundred on here tonight. So I'm going to open it up, and let's see if we can, within reason.
All right, you've been listening to a recording called Landmines and MLM with Mark Yarnell. If you'd like to get a copy of that recording, you can email me at babajahi@movementsunlimited.com, and then be able to hear the Q&A session that he had with people also. And again, you know, the purpose of playing that is to help those people out there that are doing network marketing so that they can have a system to, as he said, get around some of the landmines. And I hope that this information has been fulfilling and rewarding to people out there. And also for those that are looking for an opportunity, hey, give us, you know, email us at babajahi@movementsunlimited.com. That's babajahi@movementsunlimited.com. That's babajahi@movementsunlimited.com. And, you know, hey, we have an opportunity we'd like to be able to share with you. And we do is we use a lot of Yarnell's training to help us with our success levels in the business that we're engaged in and involved in. And, hey, it's been, you know, an honor and a privilege tonight to be able to share one of the people that's my mentors, Mark Yarnell, with you tonight here on Home Based Business 101. And for those of you that's listening to this later on in the archives, again, what you can do is email us at babajahi@movementsunlimited.com. And thank you for listening to Home Based Business 101. Tune in to some of our other shows that we have throughout the course of the week. And we just want to thank you for stopping by. And as we do always on Home Based Business 101, when we close out our show, we close it out with our theme song called It's My Time, a very powerful song. And when you take and apply these words that are shared in this song, along with the lessons that Mark Yarnell talks about, you can definitely become tremendously successful in this business and in this industry. So take care. God bless you. Love you. And thank you for tuning in.
Up. We hope you enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.